This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, now with myself, Leo, and Brian. Now, Brian, remember E Street?
Of course I remember E Street. Who doesn't remember E Street?
Back in the day, our next guest played Nikki Spencer on E Street. She was a huge character on the show. Went off to become a singer, had some singles. Her first single, Read My Lips, went number one.
Yes.
Won an ARIA for the highest selling single of the year
as well. I've got that one on LP at home, Leo.
Since then, she has released heaps more singles, albums, appeared on other TV shows. She's back with a hot new single, which we absolutely love here at Joy. Melissa Katz, hello.
Hello.
Hello, beautiful. Hello, Brian.
How are you going?
I'm great. Now, how are you guys?
What an interesting career that you've had, because obviously you burst onto the scene in E Street back in 1990, but let's go right back before that. When you were a girl, you were a bit of a model, weren't you, doll?
Oh, I was. When I was a young chickadee, you know, it paid for our clothes growing up, and it paid for my drama classes, and it paid for dancing school, and yeah, it was really, really cool. I enjoyed it, you know, I enjoyed it. I was being creative, and then I sort of found my feet when I got into my late teens and thought, well, hold on. I really want to act and I really want to sing and I want to, you know, pursue that. And I wasn't tall enough anyway. So my modelling career was over. I thought I still want to be in the industry. And I had done dancing, God, ever since I can remember, and singing and acting. So it was just, it was an easy transition for me.
I want to ask you something, Melissa. Is it true there's some Maltese heritage in your background?
Yes, my darling. My mother's Maltese.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, I'm full-blown Maltese. I'm born here in Australia, but I'm pretty sure I did read somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. I love my pastitsi.
Oh, my God. Is your mother as crazy as mine?
Oh, they're as mad as a cut snake. Absolutely kooky.
My manager's mother's Maltese as well, can you believe it? Oh. And some of the stories that we share between us is hysterical. Like, they're mad. They're crazy.
My mum loves to make love to the vacuum cleaner on a Saturday morning.
Yes, darling. Well, in her heyday, oh, my God, absolutely. Not so much anymore. But when she had the family to look after, oh, the vacuum and the rest, Jesus.
Gorgeous.
They love to clean it. I tell you what, they really look after their men, the Maltese.
Well, they sure do.
You've got to give them that. They know how to keep house. And they know how to wash like I've never seen anything in my life. Yeah, they're pretty awesome women. Bloody crazy, though.
Well, just quietly, I still get my clothes washed and ironed for me. How crazy is that? And I'm 37.
She will take good pride in that. And I bet you she irons your boxer shorts. I bet you any money she irons your boxer shorts.
She does.
My mother did.
Socks and knickers as well.
My mother used to iron my underpants.
Yes. Mine are neatly folded. No creases.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hysterical.
Excellent.
Absolutely hysterical.
Now, Joel, back to E Street, because that was your first, I guess, big break with E Street. Do you remember going back and doing the audition? What was that process like at the very, very start of E Street?
Oh, look, it was really quite surreal, to be honest with you, Leo, because we used to watch that show as a family. Okay, every Wednesday and Thursday we'd watch E Street as a family. We weren't allowed to watch many shows, but we were allowed to watch that. Get a phone call from my modelling agency who said, oh, well, actually, we've got an audition for you, Mel, for E Street. And I went, oh, my God, you're kidding, E Street. So off I went. I think my mother bought me a new top and a new pair of tights to wear. And off I went in there, and the rest is quite a blur, really. I just remember Forrest Redlick, who was the producer of the show, I just seemed to say all the right things, and he was what they were looking for, and the rest is history. It just all happened. One minute I'm watching these people, these fabulous actors in my living room every Wednesday and Thursday night, and the next minute I'm standing side by side with them. It was crazy.
And you've got to go to the Logies, because the Logies are coming up in a couple of weeks here in Melbourne. Do you remember, your first Logies? What was that like, Dom?
My first Logies was very nerve-wracking, and I just remember being freezing because, as always, Dom, I didn't have much on. It was absolutely freezing. And I just remember by the end of the night, I had somebody's suit jacket on. Like, it could have been Ray Martin for all I know. Like, I had no idea. I just remember being at this party and having somebody's suit jacket on because I was freezing. And I didn't drink much back then. You know, I was still very young and girl next door. And so, yeah, love, had I known if I'd had a couple of shots, I would have been nice and warm. But back in the day, quite funny.
From East Street, you had a singing career as well. Your debut single, Read My Lips, went to number one on the ARIA chart. You even won an ARIA for highest-selling single, which was pretty cool. You got to release an album, Fresh, and there was follow-up single, Sexy Is The Word, and Skin To Skin, and it was all systems go. You left East Street, and you became a pop star, doll.
I do that.
It's crazy. You know what?
It was crazy. It was a crazy, surreal world. And even though it was in Australia only, it was just madness. I mean, it was getting a two-seater plane, the middle of the night, leaving a nightclub, then to go to the next place and have another gig, and then the next day have interviews all day or record or film clips or whatever. It was crazy.
I remember the first time I heard Skin to Skin, Melissa, I was actually flying home on a plane. And you know, the in-flight, the in-flight music was Skin to Skin. And I went, oh my goodness, mate, it must be Melissa's new single. And they're like, I think it must be in the in-flight. And then the plane landed and they cut it through and I went, that's Skin to Skin. So I had to like pull out the in-flight magazine out of the pocket in the plane.
To find out. Oh,
and I found out and was like, yes, it was Melissa.
I love it. That's great. That's so cool.
So many TV shows over the years, Paradise Beach, Echo Point, but in Pacific Drive in 1996, you played an HIV-positive model called Bethany Daniels. And at the time, that was quite groundbreaking, playing an HIV-positive person on screen.
Well, I was the first actor ever to play a HIV-positive on Australia TV, and to be honest with you, there hasn't been much still to this day and age. There's not many of us. And I had a very important role to play because my whole role was to explain or was to show people that just because you're HIV, it doesn't mean you can't continue your life. And also, it's not just gay men who were contracting HIV. It was everybody, you know? And I think, so for me, it was a very important role. I did a lot of research. I did a lot of work with the AIDS community. It was still to this day is one of the most rewarding things I have ever done in my entire life. It was incredible to see these young people who had HIV, who were just so strong and fighting the disease, but not only that, having to fight people who didn't know anything about the disease. That was the worst thing back then. So, yeah, look, that was probably one of my favourite roles. And like I said, the research that I did and also the work that I did with HIV people and the whole AIDS community throughout the whole filming of that show was incredible.
Because Pacific Drive was on late at night. It was a bit of a cult following. It was such a really...
It really was.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was, yeah. It had a huge cult following. Then we had some really great actors on that show as well, you know, really groundbreaking. You know, Eric Thompson and Libby Tanner. You know, some people who've been around who've continued on doing some great work. So I was very fortunate to be a part of that show.
Last week, of course, was the big news that we found out that Prince had passed away. Very sad. Such an icon of music. And back in 2005, you covered The Glamorous Life, which was written by Prince. And it was a cover of the 84 Sheila E. track. Looking back and, I guess, performing that song now, it must be like a different meaning because knowing that this icon's passed away.
Yes. Absolutely. And he was a huge icon and also very much around when I was younger. You know, we had, you know, Michael Jackson and we had Prince and these were the guys, the people that I idolised and wanted to be. So hearing of his passing, I was just so shocked. I couldn't believe it. But their legacy will live on forever. I mean, you know, the music that they have left us with will just impact our lives forever, really, when you think about it.
You got a favourite Prince song, Melissa?
Oh, I've got too many, darling. I've got too many. Well, I love doing Glamorous Life, and I still love performing Glamorous Life. He wants to leave.
Because since then, you've done a few singles since then. You've done I Want Your Love with Nick Skits and also Something About You with DJ Nick J. And last year, you did a song, Gotta Let You Go. And you're back with another single also with Nick Skits called In the Evening. Now, In the Evening was a track first released in 1984 by Shirley Ralph, and the remix of the track was a top 20 hit in Australia back in 1997. So this song has a bit of a history.
It has got a history.
It does. I remember when I first started clubbing, and that song was huge, and it was so funny because I always knew that I wanted to cover that song always, and I remember when Nick and I got together and we said, look, do you want to do another track? And we're like, yeah. And I picked up a few songs. And I said, what about In the Evening? And he was just like, came back with like a ready-laid track for me to sing on. And I'm just like, yes, awesome. I'm really, really happy with it and how it came. And I just hope that all the people, you know, who are my age remember the original and have a boogie along to it. And also all the people who don't know the song really enjoy it as well.
Because you're performing the song in Sydney this week as well. Any plans to come down to Melbourne to see us, darling?
I hope so, and I'm coming to see you first because I have not seen you for so long. And I'd love to catch up with you, Leo.
He's blushing. He's blushing.
Oh, no,
the last time I saw you were like backstage at one of my shows and having a good old gas bag. I almost didn't make it to the stage. The pair of us love a chat, don't we?
You love flapping your gums, don't you?
Excuse me.
Hilarious.
Now, last year, Dole, you were in Queensland shooting for a new movie.
It's a horror flick called Ball with Chris Sutton, who's the director. I can't wait for that to be finished and released. I hope that does really well. It was so much fun filming it. I'd never done a horror before. And just the people, you know, who were in it and that I had the pleasure of working with was unbelievable.
Now, you know, John Jarrett, Sheridan, Ernie Dingo, Nathan Jones. It just went on and on and on. It was an incredible cast. We've got a week left of filming, and then hopefully it'll get released towards the end of the year. But, oh, fantastic. Like, so exciting.
One of the scariest movies I've ever seen, I think it would have to be the scariest movie I've ever seen, is Wolf Creek, featuring John Jarrett.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't he incredible?
Oh, absolutely incredible. How, in goodness's name, did he scare the bewheels out of you, Melissa, in his scenes?
You know what? He is just the loveliest guy ever. When I first worked on the set, I think I was more scared because he is so brilliant. He is such a brilliant actor, and I just think so highly of him. So I was so nervous. I had a scene. I was playing his daughter, and I had a scene with him, and I was freaking out. Remember your lines? Just stop, just look, just shut up and just listen and blah, blah, blah. And he was such a gentleman, and he was such a sweetheart. And it just goes to show you what a brilliant actor he is, because I tell you what, I just thought he was in that film. He was just so scary. So brilliant, but in real life, he's just a real sweetheart.
He's got the best evil laugh in the business, I reckon.
Oh, my God, doesn't he? What? Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Matt, I can hear in the background a little person.
Yes.
How are the kids, Ayla and Cuba, going?
Oh, gorgeous. They're great. I've got Cuba in my arms saying, Mummy, why aren't we in bed? He's getting tired. He's going to be 3. In May, and my Ayla is 6 already. Can you believe it?
I was going to say, I wrote on my notes here with a question mark, Ayla 6, Cuba 3, and I was pretty much on board there. I was right. Going up so fast.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Yep, exactly right. They're good, darling. They're really, really good. And, I love being a mum, and I love that I can still work, and I can still act, and I can still sing, and it's really, really cool. And it does get tough at times, but all working mums, you know, it will get tough at times. I drive my manager completely bonkers. But it's all good. It's all good.
Finally, Mel, you also have launched a range of 100% soy candles called Melt Tea.
Yay. Yes.
Now, these candles.
Have you got one yet, Leo?
I haven't. No. Tell your manager to get on the ball and send me some.
I'll send you one too, Brian.
Oh, yes, please. Sorry. Are they those really fancy scented things?
Yeah, they're really lovely. Proud of them. I worked on the scent from scratch, and we're in the process of working on another fragrance. But that's just been a little side pleasure of mine, which I've really, really enjoyed.
Now, Melissa, we have to let you go, but thank you so much for chatting with us today on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for your support. And, you know, I would always speak to you, Leah. I adore you, my darling. I hope I see you really soon.
Oh,
and it was lovely meeting you. Lovely talking with you too, Brian.
Absolutely, Melissa. No problem. Thank you.
Now, of course, In the Evening is on iTunes, so check it out. Download it. Support local music. Do you want to introduce the new track for us here at Joy?
Hi, this is Melissa Couch, and this is my brand new track, In the Evening, on Joy. In the evening, the real me comes alive.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.